So, we back here again. And what I really want to stress to the people is connecting and networking and uniting. These things sound so simple, but we fall weak when it comes to keeping that type of thing solid, right? So, what you must understand is that we all are here before we are born. Let me say this again. We are all here before we are born. What do I mean by that? Well, your mother has every child she'll ever have in her before she's a woman. Soon as she come out, matter of fact, when she's in her mother, she has every child she'll ever have, right? So, in knowing that, we gotta, we gotta care what we do to the children now so we don't affect the grandchildren. You get what I'm saying? Everything you do to a child, or preferably everything... And this works on both sides of the field. How? Well, the father hold the sperm, the mother hold the egg. You get what I'm saying? It's a metaphysical thing. So while you abusing this child, you're abusing the grandchildren inside of it. Everything is genetically receivable. You get what I'm saying? So diet come first, right? We gotta care for our diet first. Now, you have and cannot raise an African child properly if you do not have them on the right diet. I will say this one more time. If you do not have an African child on the right diet, you cannot be teaching them the right way. And what the funny part about it is, right? How we fall victim to training our children in a set manner from the Bible or the Quran. And if you ask how, anything you learn how to teach a child is something from somebody who was prescribing to the Bible or prescribing to the Quran. So ultimately, the way you learn to treat your child, right, is the way you learn from your oppressor. Because anything you got from my mom got from the oppressor. How? Because my mom got that shit from great-grandmom, and great-grandmom was all a mess of ass. Sad to say. They will have you believe that you got to beat a kid to make them figure something out. That's not true. You don't touch African children. In Africa, we never, ever beat our children because we know what fear does to the body. Fear is connected to your heart and I believe your liver, right? So when you fear, you cast doubt. When you send doubt to all of those nerves, all your cells, it automatically defeats your body. So when you say you can't do it, you damn right you can. Hold up.